Hey, Erica, Jenny Q with 98.7 K-Love in Dallas.
Hi. Oh, I'm so excited. We're actually on our way there now. We're on the bus and we're in Oklahoma and we should be there pretty soon. I'm really excited to be performing back in like my hometown.
And what a way to come back. This Broadway production of Cinderella looks absolutely gorgeous.
It's stunning. It's a really, really beautiful production and so magical. I'm really proud to be a part of this show.
And you've been part of it for some time and your part has evolved, so to speak.
Yes, the last 10 months I did it, I was actually in the ensemble as one of the featured dancer tracks. And then this year, I am a swing, so I'm learning all the female tracks, which is very interesting, but also very exciting and rewarding when I get to go on.
Okay, that is living on the edge, Erica.
Yeah, there's times that the swings will go on mid-show, like during intermission if someone gets injured, or possibly 30 minutes before the show starts. They're like, go get your makeup on and go on for the track, and you just have to get your note cards out and figure out what you're doing and just kind of go from number to number trying to remember what they're doing.
Considering this is Rodgers and Hammerstein, it took it a while to get to Broadway.
It did, yeah, which is really interesting just because it's such a well-known show and there's just so much beautiful music from Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yeah, this one had three TV productions, including one with Julie Andrews and one with Brandy, but it's just not as well-known.
We all know, like, Oklahoma and all those other shows, so this was one that I hadn't heard too much about or ever seen until it did come to Broadway.
The music, to me, is as beautiful as anything Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote. Do you have a favorite or two in the show?
Yeah, I really love 10 Minutes Ago, which is the big ball sequence when all the girls are in their huge ball gowns made by William Ivy Long, and it's just beautiful to see all the colors moving around Cinderella and the prince. I think that's probably at least my favorite number to both watch as well as perform in. But I also really enjoy Stepsister's Lament, which is a very fun song to just have a little bit of fun and more of like a character-y number.
Yes. Okay, family and friends in the audience for you this weekend?
Yeah, I'm really excited. My family's coming to the Sunday matinee performance.
Fantastic. And how long are you touring with the production?
This year we are doing 6 months, so we'll be done around April 15th, and we will be in New Orleans for that. It's amazing going to all these different places that I never really stop at. We have a lot of one-nighters, actually, that are in kind of smaller cities around the country. It's just so rewarding to be able to go to those smaller cities because they just love seeing this production because they don't get things like this very often in their city.
Well, glad you're coming back to your city, or at least your area. Bass Hall, Fort Worth, Cinderella, November 15th through 18th. Tickets at basshall.com. Erica, thanks so much for chatting with me today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.